Welcome to the Dr. Sarah Experience podcast show, where we talk with some of the most amazing beings who are currently creating and shaping today's culture. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah. Our guest today, Bonnie Argo, is originally from Arkansas, Kansas, who is now pursuing her dream of acting and modeling in Los Angeles, California. She is a cosmetologist by trade and finds much joy and passion in the creation of doing hair and makeup. And as a social media influencer, Bonnie inspires and encourages others to be strong in who they are and not let others sway them from being the person they desire to be. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Bonnie Argo to the show.
Oh, I am so excited to have you on today, Bonnie. Oh my gosh. I'm so grateful you're here. And, you know, just as we were, you know, talking behind the scenes here, I wonder what is possible today that we're going to explore and talk about and see. And, but first of all, I want to welcome you to the show. And, I wonder where could we start? Where would you like to start? Because I'm going to...
Can we start? the sky is the limit. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to chat with you today. I'm in Los Angeles. This past year has been back and forth, a lot of places. I've been, you know, I'm originally from Arkansas. So during, you know, this past year, the series of events that went on in our whole entire world, I spent a lot of time back with my family, which was really nice just during like the shutdown and stuff. So it's been good to see them and connect with them. My sister had a baby this past year and my brother Aww. Just adopted. And so a lot of exciting things there, and it's just a different life there. So I just got back to LA a few weeks ago officially, and I'm just super pumped to be here and dive in toward, you know, things being open and all the possibilities and just hit the ground running. So.
Wow. Starting a new adventure and kind of revisiting the old space of home. And yet there's so much going on there too, in creation. And even that you acknowledge like the pandemic, that certainly there's been a lot of heavy things related to it. And at the same time, I always like the question of like, what's right about this we're not getting, and or what can we create? And those are some things that you acknowledge too, that people are still choosing to live life fully, including your family. And
yeah, it was just the best like option during this past year. I think, you know, the bigger cities, obviously, like you compare LA and New York all the time, but obviously the quarantine and the shutdown hit harder in like the bigger saturated areas. So it just, you know, was heartwarming to be able to travel to, you know, a different state that wasn't affected as like big of a boom. Of course, people were affected.
Yeah.
But it was just comforting to be able to be around my family just with the isolation. And, you know, I mean, in LA, you know, there was, everything was closed except gas stations and grocery stores. And it was just like crazy, which I know I'm assuming I know a lot of people can relate to that. So it was just to be so used to like the go, 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 and, you know, being on a schedule and that just being like, this is done. So full circle. Coming back to LA and feeling like you can just feel the energy in the air. People are just ready to live their lives and things are opening again. And, you know, you can feel like, I guess, just like a turn in the corner of like, okay, where things are looking up, things are getting better. So it's exciting.
Yeah, you're aware of the major, even greater shift probably given LA and the dynamic there to begin with versus your hometown and the difference in that, and like overnight how it shut down and now it's opening up again. And yeah, it's definitely creating space for people to move into another time and adventure, really. And I wonder, that sounds like what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. I've been here for 5 years this summer. My heart's like been in LA. And so it's weird to like count this past year because I spent most of the year in Arkansas. But, you know, it is different because I feel like all those connections I made pre-COVID and like, you know, just my jobs that I had and just like the wave of life I was going through just changed. So in a way, yeah, it does feel like I'm kind of starting fresh again and, you know, getting on my feet a little bit, finding that groove. And it's exciting. I'm excited for it. And I'm just happy to be here because I feel like I went through a time where I didn't have much clarity of like, should I still be in LA, which I never didn't want to be in LA. I just think with like, you know, everything going on and all the changes in the world that happened to everyone, it was just like, you know, I kind of second guessed like, is that where I should be? Because, you know, when something like a world pandemic happens,
yeah,
you start really, you know, weeding out things that aren't for you, or, you know, you prioritize what's important.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, man, the silver lining of this was that I just got to like really spend time with my parents and like my sister and, you know, my friends back home that really know me and have my best interest and want the best for me. So it's been kind of cool to like reflect on that, you know.
And how did you come to the awareness that LA was still your desire or your choice to choose? What did you become aware of with that?
I think to put it like point blank, growing up before I had even ever visited LA, I had this like pull toward it. And, you know, one, I, you know, moved out here to be an actor and model and to pursue that. But before that happened, you know, that was always my childhood dream, like to be an actor and, you know, to be in Hollywood and before I had even moved out here. So, you know, when I did move out here, even during the hard times, I just always had a peace in my heart. You know, I didn't know anyone when I moved out here. So it was just, and there's no like yellow brick road to success with acting. You kind of have to navigate your way and, you know, advice that people give you, you just like put it in your pocket and you bring it out if you feel like you have to just really know who you are when you move out here. And so, each year I've been out here, it's just been so much growth and learning. And it's just, I feel like, you know, the more relationships I make out here, the more I love it and the more I like know who I am. And so I think when I say I didn't really have clarity, it was just one of those things where I was just hit with like, okay, your whole life is taken away from you. And like, let's kind of think about, you know, what I've been doing and where I want to be heading toward. Yeah. And so it came down to, I am not ready to give up on that dream. I'm not ready to remove myself from all the people I was around before this pandemic and the opportunities and, you know, just my friends I have out here and the relationships that I've made.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like growing up, I didn't do a lot of acting. Like, I was involved in theater in my high school and a little bit in college, and that was fun. Mm. But, you know, if you really want to like make it big time, you kind of have to like take the jump and go do it. So I'm doing it. That's what's happening.
Wow. And it's a whole nother level. And as you talk about it, like the difference between just acting and really living it and being it. And that's what I hear you speaking to. And it sounds like those moments of contemplation or checking in really allowed you to kind of get a clear awareness on, okay, does LA still remain light or is something else now available or something different? And it sounds like it's just you're found the energy, found your knowing, and it's still drawing you to LA. How's it getting better than that?
I know. It's also, I can say it's a little hard too, because, you know, with my family not being here with me and across the country, they're, you know, they fully support like what I'm doing, but it was just, that was another part of it. It was like, you know, I'm not with my family and like, you know, everybody's getting older. Nobody's getting younger. So it's like, it can be tough, but I think the answer was just, I'm just not ready to move home. And like, I just don't want to have any regrets. I mean, that was the reason why I moved out here, because I started thinking about my life and what I wanted to do. And I just didn't want to wake up and be 72 years old and think, well, what if I had done that? You know?
Yeah.
So that was my answer, is like,
wow,
I just didn't have peace in my heart wholeheartedly to just move back. So,
well, I love that you checked in with the future and you got a read on it. So, you know, a lot of times we try to predict the future and that's impossible to do. We're not equipped to do that. Our minds aren't. But you kind of checked in with like this idea of like, if I don't choose this, it read heavy. And if you could have the best of both worlds, family and LA together in one space, that would be fantastic. And
you know what?
To travel to it.
That's so true. And also, like, I can have a family here, you know, like I have my family at home, but I can have a family here. I can like build a family here. Like I can have that here. It's not like I have to choose, oh, do you just want family or do you want a career? It's like, I can have both.
You can have both. Yeah. Wow.
So cool. I can have both.
And you just take turns of where you visit logistically, but in the meantime, you can remain, I'm sure, connected across just in all the different ways that you're being, and even like, I'm sure we'll get to it, like social media and ways to connect. But
yeah,
I love that. And that you're willing to be it, even though it may be challenging or uncomfortable, or it's uncertain at times, like, and change a lot of times can be that, like, uncomfortable, but you're choosing it according to you and what's light for you, which is bound to carry over to everything you're creating and being and the people in your world.
Yeah, for sure. That's great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. Who knows? I mean, I'm sitting here like, I've planned my life. This is where I'm at. And the thing is no, I can do so much planning, but whatever the Lord wants to do with me and where he wants to have me is ultimately where I'm going to be.
Yeah. So
I could say, I never say I'm never moving home or I'll never move there, because anything can happen, you know?
Yeah. And we never want to be in a never, and we don't always want to be in a always.
Yeah. I feel like if you are the type of people that says never, then that means it's going to happen to you. Like, I'm never going to move to Switzerland. Like, you'll be in Switzerland within here.
Yeah. Especially if you don't give yourself the choice to do it and you put it as a limitation. Cause those of us who are put up against being told no of something or we shouldn't do something, we're the first to be like, yes,
yeah,
I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's what you're bringing up though, which I love, is a space of living consciously. Like, we really can make decisions in 10-second increments. Like, it takes about 10 seconds to ask a question. And I love that you like check in with your, like with the Lord or higher power or whatever, you know, that's for you. That's awesome. It's beautiful. It's like a space to really get clear in the moment what reads light for you. But that we can actually choose. Just because we chose something now doesn't mean we have to choose it over and over again. We can change our choices.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I'm just like working on not controlling or feeling like I need, I think me as a person and my personality, like when it comes to just any project I'm doing or like any event, or if I'm celebrating something, or even when it comes to me just like doing my hair and makeup, it's like hard for me, like, cause I have the vision. Mm. And so I'm kind of like, control it because I have vision and I need to see it come to life. And so I'm working on like letting go of that and just like not controlling everything. Like,
wow.
And when I say everything, it's not necessarily, it's, yeah, I mean, it's just like controlling the outcome or like, you know, I just need to like know that whatever the outcome is like great. And that's how it's supposed to be. You know, if someone else does my makeup, it's going to look great.
Yeah. Although that I would love to talk more about that because of your profession and then just going into this world of acting and people doing your makeup when you're so used to doing your makeup and probably other people's makeup. It's a whole thing. But yeah. I love this idea of too, that you're speaking of with the controlling rather than kind of being like in a space of allowance, but also still get to the choices. It's like we're meant to keep things moving and not get stuck in the conclusion, which is sometimes what control wants to do to us.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, I have to consciously be like, okay, let's just chill out for a second.
So I'm begging the question, like to talk about your cosmetology and your makeup capacities and hair. I would love for you to share that with the audience and with the guests and
for sure. Yeah. Hey, I can talk a lot about this. So I was a full-time cosmetologist before I moved to Los Angeles, and I was just immensely blessed with doing that. It was so much fun for me. I remember going to college my freshman year and then just being drawn to cosmetology school because I, you know, in high school I had always done like my friend's hair for makeup or for prom and homecoming and just different events. And it always just came naturally to me. Like my mom, when I was younger, I remember she bought me this CoverGirl eyeshadow palette from Walmart, and it had just three colors. It was really pretty. I wonder if they still have it there. She just kind of showed me, okay, this is what you put all over your eyelid and this is what you put in the crease. And after that, I just ran like the wind and I was just obsessed with all things hair and makeup. And my mom actually, she went with me to tour different cosmetology schools. And I'll never forget that, that she just went with me and fully supported me. And it was just so amazing because I think she could see on my face, oh my gosh, like Bonnie wants to do this. Like this is Bonnie, you know? And it was just so clear that that's what I was supposed to do. And so I always like to say hair and makeup is my first passion, or it goes along. I say first, cause that's what I pursued first.
Yeah.
So I did that for a bit. And, you know, then obviously I'm led out to California for a whole different career change, but it does kind of go hand in hand. Cause for acting stuff, I'm confident in doing my own hair and makeup and stuff. But I haven't fully pursued that here because I've just put all my energy toward acting and modeling. So I've not worked at a salon here because I don't think people realize, like, you know, this industry, as far as hair, it's hard work, like to build a clientele and to keep that, you know, retaining clients and everything.
Yeah.
But I do freelance here. Like I just actually, before I hopped on this little conversation with you, one of my friends, she's doing this photo shoot today. So she needed this like 1920s hair look. I think we took a picture on her phone, but really pretty. And it's just like, I love doing that. And I love like making women feel beautiful. And it's just so much more than just outer appearance. I mean, yeah. When I full-time did it and had my clients, it was more just about like our relationship and just getting to know that person sitting in my chair and whether I needed to, you know, pray for them like right there in the moment or, you know, hype them up, support them with whatever. It was just fun to have those relationships. And, you know, all those people when I moved to LA totally supported me being here. And I still like keep in touch with them or talk to them every now and then, you know.
Wow.
But as far as me getting my hair and makeup done by other people, I love that. Like, because it's like there, I get this, you're in this industry that I know very much about. Yeah, and so I love supporting that. There's been like one time I've gotten my makeup done where it's not that I didn't like it. It's just that I was like, I could have done this better. And it, you know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't like, oh, they're terrible. It was just like, I could have done this better, but I've never just like had my makeup done and been like, this is absolutely awful.
Wow. Well, you know what it brings up, all of this, is first of all, that you're an artist and it's such a creative adventure, and the connection that you have with the being and the person, it's like, it's not just one thing or the other. It's a combination of all of this. So where you're almost like behind the scenes doing and being present with someone, having their back, and then now in front of the camera doing and being all of you, it's like you have the capacity to be it all, which is what a gift that is to the world. And how, like, and I know this about you, you just light up the room when you're in it, as of even right now, because it's just you being you and being willing to be it. And there's that space of just being, and then you can dabble in all the things you love, but I sense you're it and being it. What's that like to,
I appreciate you saying that so much. I think I am still navigating the whole scenario of like that. I love this, and that, and how I need to like hone in on one thing, which is why I said when I moved out here, I didn't work at a salon just because I wanted to focus on A, B, or C.
Yeah.
And, you know, cause I'll be honest, anyone that's listening that is in the hair industry, again, it is hard work, and it does, you have to be careful for it not to suck the life out of you, because we always used to say like, oh, we're, you know, basically therapists behind the chair, you know, we're there for whoever's sitting in our chair to unload everything they're going through on us. And we hold that. Yeah. And so I'll be honest, like at the end of me doing hair full time, I was a little burnt out just because, you know, I was very grateful for all of the success that I had, but I was like burnt out of like, oh my gosh, it almost felt like I was underwater, like trying to just like take a breath, because, you know, it was just busy and it can be exhausting.
It's nonstop, busy hours, and then just the energy of other people's,
maybe
even their trauma a little bit.
I just think with like growing in general, just as a person, you know, that can be, you can say that about anything you're doing, you know, anyone's doing, people can suck the energy out of you, or you can just be exhausted. So that's just something that you have to make sure you're resting and you're taking care of your heart, soul, mind, and body and the whole thing. And
find ways to clear it. And get clear of it. And there's definitely tools for that, but you have to actively, you know, choose them, because it can be, especially this reality, the way it's designed, it is very dense and intense. And you need this other space of just like clearing the mind of everything you're picking up on. You know, we're set up that way, that we require time to do that and space to do that. And I think that brings up a great point, and that even it's like an entity of its own. Each of the things you're doing almost has a consciousness of its own. I know I dabble in a lot of different things, and sometimes I'll be like, I need an extra 24 hours in the 24 hour day, please.
Yeah. Sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Cause there's so much I desire to do and create. And then a lot of times I'll have to be in question with the project I'm being with, like, is now the time? Is today the day, or, you know, just moment to moment sometimes, and really getting clear on which one is requiring of me. And in a way, if you never do just like hair and makeup in LA, it's that way of being goes with you no matter what, I sense too. Like you bring it into everything you do.
Yeah.
So that's the part maybe where this doesn't separate. It all is combined. Just, it doesn't look like what it appears to be.
Yeah. And I think kind of like what you were saying, you just have to be careful. Like me being in LA, I've been very careful not to just be like, oh, I'm a hair and makeup artist, because I've wanted to focus on, I'm an actor, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's another thing is like, yeah, there's only 24 hours in the day. And you can find yourself doing all these things and things that you may be good at, or, you know, putting effort into things that, you know, a month later you look back and you're like, but I'm not progressing in the one specific area I'm wanting to progress in. And it's because, so I think as artists and creatives, everyone can relate to that, because our minds are just like, oh yeah, I'll do this. And then you're like, wait a second, I've got to like take a moment.
Where am I? What am I doing? What am I being? Yeah. It is.
For sure.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. There is a sense of having to check in probably often and regularly to to figure that out or to identify that. I tend to do it all the time daily. So it is almost like just to kind of get a perception on it or a space on it. And
okay. So with regards to really the energy putting forth to something, or make sure you're honing into the area, the creation that you wanted to create, or really other people's energy around this too. Do you want to speak to that more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when I moved to LA, you know, I realized obviously with being out here in general, with being in this industry, you do have to develop a thick skin. And of course I knew I could do it. I wouldn't have come out here if I didn't believe in myself and, you know, go through this journey if I didn't believe I could like develop thick skin or, you know, discern people's like energies toward me or personalities and stuff. But I have had my fair share of having to like mow through certain people that maybe I thought, when I say mow, I just mean like now I'm like, if I run into someone, I just feel like in LA, you meet a lot of people and you think, oh, they're genuine. They care about me. They're in my corner. And maybe they don't. Maybe they don't have my best interest, or maybe they just want me for a certain reason and not really like for who I am in my heart, you know, and being respectful. So I've had different situations where maybe I have felt like people take advantage of like my actual real genuine heart and like, what do you call it? I'm very much an empath, and I've learned that this past year. I have so much empathy. I love to love people. I love to listen to them. I love to hear about their, you know, backgrounds and how they grew up and what they believe in, because it makes me just understand more of other people in the world and, you know, where people come from. And so I feel like there's been times where I feel like I've had relationships, whether that be business relationships or friendships, where they try to just like control me because of like my empathy or, you know, and it's like, something that maybe in the beginning I couldn't see that. And then I was like, oh, well, this is how life is, or this is how this relationship is supposed to be. And then it was like, no, I don't have to have relationships like this. I don't have to have relationships that leave me feeling like they don't care about me or like they're manipulative, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something I like have worked on since I'm grateful for all those experiences, you know, it's allowed me to have thick skin, become a very strong person and learn and grow through that, because I don't take these experiences and I'm like, oh, well now I'm just this way. It's like, no, this might've happened, or I had this relationship that made me feel yucky and I don't have to have that relationship anymore.
Like,
in any capacity.
Yeah. You can choose not to be in it. And isn't that amazing? And that's like, there's freedom in the choice of that. And I sense what you're speaking to is like this difference between, there's some people in the world that are very black and white, linear, function fine in this reality. They tend to, however, do a lot of judgment. And this is just an awareness. I'm just like acknowledging that there's types of people out there like that. And it kind of describes what you were speaking to in terms of some of the people that required you or were like demanding of your time and energy. And just from this interesting conscious way of looking at things, those types of people are humans. Mm-hmm. And then there's those types like us, actually, who are very energetic beings who are doing 20 things at one time, and you're lucky if you're content, tend to be the seekers of the world. There has to be something greater than this. We tend to function from kindness and from a space of no judgment and just a lot of awareness, and probably pick up on things thinking it's ours, but it's not, harder on ourselves than others.
Yeah.
And it's referred to as humanoid capacity. So a difference between a human and humanoid can be this, where it's almost like humans just don't function like humanoids and humanoids don't function like humans. We just function very differently.
So are you saying we're humanoids?
Yes.
I'm a humanoid. But see, then I look at humans and I'm like, they're hurting, you know, they don't mean to like, and that's where I'm so empathetic.
Yes.
They're expecting this from me that they're not getting from other people or whoever they're in contact with. So they're just trying to get it out of me. And I'm like, it's almost like I can see that because we're all humans and we all are trying to do the best we can. And so it's like, but
And here's maybe a little distinction too. And this may actually be helpful because I knew it was helpful when I received this information too. And this is not to categorize people, but it's just to become aware of just how we do function differently. Humans tend to really like drama. They're actually okay with suffering and being in sadness, whereas us humanoids, maybe for a minute, but please, no, thank you.
Yeah.
More about possibilities, change, and creation. That's why you can even see their limitation when they just don't mind being limited. It's weird.
And they're okay to project whatever they need to project on you. They're not thinking about how you're going to feel. And I think about so much how others are going to feel. Like if I'm in a setting, if I'm introducing someone to someone, I so badly want to make sure everybody's good.
And that's your, it speaks to your capacity.
You know, it's just like, if I'm in a room or even like a small gathering where I feel like someone feels uncomfortable, I'm like, oh my gosh, what can I do to make the person uncomfortable?
Well, that brings up another point. Yeah, you're really good at that. And it brings up the point of, as a humanoid, we can actually morph a lot to what other people require of us. And we actually see probably hundreds of different points of view, not just one, whereas humans just tend to function from their own point of view and can't see other points of view. And that's where they tend to be very black and white in their thinking, their way of being. So when you hit up against someone else's point of view, you're aware of like, okay, what can I do to change me to morph to it? But they're not really looking to change it. That's where you probably got to the point where you can't keep changing if it's not going to be in the lightness of you. Now, sometimes it's okay, but if it's not light, it'll take a toll.
That makes sense for sure. Because you can run around like, you know, hurt. I always say this, hurt people like to hurt people.
Yes.
Or they do. Hurt people. Maybe they don't like to, maybe they don't realize it, but you just have to be aware of that as well.
Yeah.
Not take them to every single thing. I'm a humanoid. I'm a humanoid.
Now it makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. I feel like I have a superpower.
Yes, it is. It's like an X-Men superpower. And that's when we're willing to be the lightness and be part of the contribution, which is what you, I sense, have stepped into, your potency and your willingness to be like, hey, I'm me. And if that's light for you, great. If not, you can choose something else and go elsewhere. Yeah,
100%. That's where I'm at. Cause awesome. I'm like, I know my heart, I know myself, and I'm will love anybody, but like, it's like, I can't bend over backwards if you don't understand where I'm coming from, because it is from such a genuine place.
Yes.
And
people will seek you because they don't generate it and create it themselves. And I sense that's what you pick up on, that you're going to have to be like there. Well, it's interesting if we put a kind of acknowledgement to it, like the people we're probably speaking of are those that tend to be like kind of energy vampires. They want to suck all the energy out of you. And then after hanging out for a bit, you're like, you leave and you're like, I'm exhausted of being that, you know, I guess outlet for them, because you're not getting anything in return because they're requiring all of you.
Right. And
that's really great now that it's no offense to anyone. It's just a choice and you're willing to choose it and be it. They'll either join you or they'll go find someone else to, to suck the energy out of.
And you wish them well. You wish
them well. Yes, absolutely. Go and be and go choose that somewhere else.
Yeah, for sure.
Which speaks to like what, like a refreshing breath of fresh air you are in an industry that tends to probably be a little bit more on the human spectrum of linearity. So,
yeah, well, that it has been different because, you know, in this industry, it's all about me, 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 like you, you know, like as an individual, you have to like, look out for yourself, fight for yourself, believe in yourself, be confident, well-spoken, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's been hard for me sometimes because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like choosing me. And it feels weird to be like, it's all about me.
With you being you. And that's really the difference that's creating then now with even if it doesn't agree and align with the other people around you, I think that's where we were going with it. But in the industry, it actually can work to your advantage though, being able to probably see everyone else's point of view. That's an interesting part of this conversation too.
Yeah, for sure.
You can tap into what they could receive of you or be, and it's really a cool space to be able to speak what other people can hear too.
Yeah.
And be that, I'm sensing that for like interviews or auditions or playing the part, or I don't know, what are you aware of with that?
Well, I think with, you know, it goes hand in hand to just like the core of who I am, like being raised and growing up in a, you know, a Christian home, and my parents, it's, you know, I was loved so well, and it's not about me, you know, in a sense of like, love your neighbor as yourself. So it's about other people. It's about loving others and putting others before yourself. And so that whole, you know, saying of like, everything is about you. It's like, I'm finding that happy medium of like, you know, I matter as well. My feelings matter.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the confidence I can carry into like an audition room of like owning that character wholeheartedly and it being fully about me. It's important, you know?
Yeah.
And that just comes from just caring so much for other people. But like, that's what I'm saying is like, I'm hitting that spot where I'm like, I am wonderful. I am talented. I can do this. And like, you know what I'm saying?
Like I
do feel like wherever the career takes me or, you know, will take me, I will always care about other people, whether it's, you know, someone opposite of me in a scene or someone on set that like, it's not just like that. I want them to care about me. Like I want to care about everybody. And that's very not how people view things here at all.
Exactly. And this really comes full circle to what we were just talking about, where you would do it almost for lack of a better way of saying it is to a default. You would almost put other people before you at the expense of you. Right. In a way, and you know, draining you and whatever. Now, when you're being the energy that you be with other people, there is no, again, separation from even your different career paths to this. Like, it's all one, and there is no even separation of you from you.
Crazy.
Being like, you.
Yeah, I think that's wild to like hear you say that, because I think that is something, you know, I don't feel like I was sheltered in a sense of just like being protective of like protected from like worldly things that don't serve me well, you know, but like, I didn't view myself moving out to LA like, oh, this is a little goldfish just dropping into the sharks. Like I felt like, you know, I can do this. I'm going to swim through this. This is going to be great. But I'm like, well, maybe I did need to learn a few things to get to the mindset that I am at now. So I am very, very proud of it.
Wow. I love that.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, I'm thinking about it. Cause I'm like, it takes a lot of just awareness and, you know, praying and just trusting people, not trusting people to get to this.
Yes. It's
very cool.
And you're doing it by being present. Like there's a consciousness to it. And when you tap into like the praying, those are your space of like really tuning into the moment and getting an assessment on it to then how you do the journey. And it's kind of like, you're like a dolphin and you're also the shark, and you can also be, you know, the little minnow. You could be whatever you choose, given what is the demand too of the situation. But it's so, again, refreshing is it comes from not a human way of doing it. Humans tend to be those too that can be a little narcissistic. You know, they're the ones that are kind of all about them all the time. Whereas you're like, oh,
Yeah, this involves me and and you're just part of this in a space of choice and being whatever the energy requires of you to create. And that's the one thing all this other kind of earth energy reality kind of things want to get in the way of that. That's why doing things like taking a walk or being in nature, using clearing tools. I use a lot of clearing tools for myself and with clients all day long. And so I'm not in the heaviness of all the limitations. So we really require, especially as humanoids, to have tools to clear all this heavy stuff that comes in.
Yeah, because man, I definitely wear my heart on my sleeve and any heaviness that comes in, I feel that so deeply. And I'm like, I've got to get it off. Or I still do. She doesn't live here anymore. I was going to say I once had this friend. She's still my friend. She lives in New York now. But she had once had told me about how we all have like buckets on our head, essentially, and that other people just want to like pour all their stuff into your bucket. But you have your own bucket with your own stuff in it, like your own amount of tools, and you can't just take on everybody's buckets because then it'll just overflow and then you'll just get off balance. So like you have to be aware of like, this is me, this is my bucket. Maybe I can take a little bit of this person's bucket just to like, you know, take it away from, you know, help them out a little bit. You can't like just have someone dump all their stuff into your bucket. Like you have to protect your bucket.
Oh, I love that. So cool. And it that's one of those analogies where boom, like that's a reminder. And then it almost clears it right away for you. Like that's a great one. So good.
It's like, oh, I don't have to take this. Like, no, I'm good.
Yep. Hashtag not my bucket.
Hashtag not my bucket.
And not my problem, but I'll have your back.
Yeah, exactly. If you can talk to me, I'll talk to you about it, but like, you're not going to give that to me.
Yes. And I love that. That's so great. And we're really not meant to carry people's stuff. Like, although we pick up on people's stuff all the time. In fact, I think it's close to 98% of all our thoughts, feelings, and emotions actually don't belong to us. They belong to someone else that we're picking up on, or even sometimes earth energy, or, you know, energy is not exclusive to just one space. So we can be picking stuff up all the time, and we require clearing all the time, and even asking sometimes, this is a great question, who or what does this belong to? Like, what am I picking up on here? Whose bucket?
Exactly. And knowing these thoughts that pop in your head, and you can get so stuck on them, like, oh, you know, whether that be something that you feel about yourself or about what's going on around you, that doesn't always have to be the reality of things. And you can choose to believe that thought or not. Like we are able to change our thoughts. Like we're able to have a thought come in and be like, no, that's not how I'm going to go about this thing or this day, and change the thought, you know, like whether that's you reading your affirmations or, you know, reciting for me, like a verse, like, you know, just anything that like gets you out of that thought and that headspace that might not be like serving you well. Like you don't have to believe it, you know?
No, I love that. I love, love, love. And here's something I love playing with this one, because this is like that little gap between that you discuss about the limited thought that you're picking up on and then changing it. So there's this cool way that you can do a little clearing in between where you have the limited thought and then creating something different. And it is, all you have to say is, once you ask that question, return to sender with consciousness. Return to sender with consciousness. And if it lightens up, it's not yours and you don't have to carry it.
That's beautiful. I love that.
And then you can create another point of view, thought, whatever you like in there.
Totally. I love that. Awareness. Thank you for that.
It's a fun one.
It is.
And I love that what you're aware of and what you're bringing in and the way that you're doing it. Cause it's like, it's really creating, you know, if we impact one person to choose something different, or even just with our own energy of showing up, we're changing the world with that. And you're such a natural at just being that. And I mean, I've seen some of the work you've done with your social media and just the amazingness of your videos and your Instagram stuff. It's like, just seeing you like in scrolling through all that you've done, it's like every time I'm lit up. So it's like you just being the energy you are, it's really, really a gift.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's so kind. Thank you.
Oh, it's just
social media is like, you know, it's whole, it's like to be doing, you know, what we're doing, it's like you have to do it. You know, it's not like I'm not one of those people that's like, I hate social media. I love social media. I think it's, you know, a lot of people aren't, you see the highlight reel of everybody. Like for me, I'm like, you know, my pictures are mostly like smiley and life is great, but like life isn't always great. So like, I do want to work on just being more transparent and finding that like thread of like, which I feel like I'm pretty transparent. I just mean like, sometimes I have a bad day. So maybe I can be like, hey guys, today was a bad day. Like,
yeah.
Something. But I do think like, no matter what your following is, no matter what you're doing, even if you have, I'm sure there's people out there that have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers that feel like, gosh, what am I doing? Or do people even care about what I'm doing? It's like, yes, people care. You are changing the world.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing on your social media, like you are influential. If you feel like people aren't looking at your stuff, there are people that are looking at it and there are people that care. So it's like, who cares if you have 42 followers, you know? It's like those 42 followers are a base of something that want to see and hear what you're saying. And people are watching you, whether you think it or not. So what you're putting out there is very important.
I love that. That's so great. And that speaks to what I sense you've referenced before about following your dream or being, creating that in your own world and encouraging other people to be that too.
Yeah, for sure. I think just moving from Arkansas, you know, there's definitely actors and singers and models and stuff from Arkansas, absolutely, and that live there and are doing that. But I think it is not as common to say, hey, I'm going to move to California and I'm going to be pursuing acting. And that's like one thing I just want people to know is like, if you have something placed in your heart, whatever it is, whatever that dream is, it can be a reality. You can do it. Like, I think if it's in your heart, it's for a reason and it's never going to go away. So it's like, you just have to get to that point where you believe in yourself. And if, you know, the people around you don't believe in yourself, then like, that's fine. That's fine. If you believe in yourself, that's all that you need.
Yeah. Do it anyway. Choose it anyway. Yeah,
do it anyway, even if it's hard, because you'll be more at peace with yourself and you'll not have that what if. Cause like, I don't have any what ifs, and it's a great feeling.
So is there anything coming up for you lately, like in terms of the, let's say, creations or anything that you're embarking on, Bonnie? Like, what's anything that you're noticing or in the world?
I booked a lead in a short film. So I'm super excited about that. It's called The Calendar Killer, and we're going to be filming that soon. And I'm super excited about that. My character is like insane. She's completely psychotic.
Oh, like literally.
She's actually psycho. And it's going to be super fun. I really like the cast and the crew. We've had fun like preparing for it and stuff. So that, and just, you know, getting settled here in Los Angeles again and getting back to work and, you know, just summertime living, you know. That sounds so country. Summertime living. That's what I'm embarking on.
Oh, because you're the mix of all of it. How's it getting better?
Yeah, sure. But I am enjoying just like being here and, you know, seeing my friends and just reconnecting. Like, my girl's today. I hadn't seen her since before COVID. So I'm just seeing all those people again. I'm like, hey, how are you? It's been like 2 years.
Literally just getting out and about a bit and connecting in that space. It's like,
Wow.
I think that just feels good. That's where I'm at. I'm like, you know, living one day at a time, just staying present and, you know, making weekly goals to just be the best version of myself. So.
Fantastic. And is there anything that you would like to finish with in particular, like for the audience to go with, one to go on?
For the audiences, if you can do it, you can do it. I'll be your hype girl. That's what I want to say. And believe in yourself. You don't, if someone doesn't believe in you, then you need to just flick them over, because if you have it in your heart, go for it, girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever you identify with, just go for it.
Go for it. Oh, I love that. Wow. I am so grateful for you, and I'm so grateful that you came on, and I would love for you to come back on again sometime.
Thank you, Dr. Sarah. Thank you for having me. It's so fun talking to you, seriously.
Well,
it's a chat today.
Yeah. I'm so grateful. So grateful. And we keep it going, flowing and being, and I wonder what else is possible now.
I know. Oh, sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Well, on that note, I'm going to make sure too that everyone receives your contact information that we have for you and just the social media links and so forth. But, you know, for now, I am just wishing you all the best of everything and way too much ease, joy, glory, fun, and, you know, the side effects of living consciously, all that.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Mwah. Thank you for being with us today. And be sure to join us next time for more conversations and insights into some of your favorite influencers. Now don't forget to join me, Dr. Sarah, anywhere I'm on social media. And always, always, always remember that I have your back.